Fed rate cuts are now a matter of if, not just when. Is the Fed actually going to cut interest rates this summer? It's the hot topic. We're going to get into that. Three ways you can get into real estate investing now, because I constantly get asked, hey, I got to wait for 20% down, 25% down a lot of times. How can you get into it now instead of waiting? And then I want to end with a little tech tool. You know the gig. This is the Midwest Invest Report. To the Midwest Invest Report. I'm your host, Kyle Reedstrom. I'm glad you joined us for another week of our show. You guys, as you know, we have the show here weekly. Check out our page, subscribe, like our videos. We want to engage with you. Also, we have the newsletter. The Midwest Invest Report newsletter is bringing new content each week. We'd really love you to be subscribers to that, so check that out. We have a link for that in the show notes below. Just check, go down to the show notes right now, click that link, put in your email, and we can engage every week on our newsletter as along with our video here. You guys, I'm excited for today's show. I want to get right into the market minute, and I don't want to go crazy on this topic because the Wall Street Journal came out with an article. Here's the title: Doubts Creep In About a Fed Rate Cut This Year. Traders started the year predicting up to 7 cuts. Now many are betting on 1 or 2 or none. Oh no, everything's going to fall apart. No, it's not, you guys. Here's the thing about interest rates that's funny to me. Most of all of our interest rates are locked in. So this jockeying, yeah, it could affect us on a future buy, and we want to pay attention to it, yes. I don't want to totally diminish it, but it's just not worth riding the roller coaster. And in fact, I just want to give you 3 points. You guys, I think it's awesome when interest rates creep up because it makes us survive in a different environment. And when you can do that, when you can survive it, you can thrive beyond it, especially if things go down. Number two, what's your tool for managing your costs of interest rates, mainly involved with our car loans and our house loans? Do you have a tool for budgeting? If you're going to change a car or a house, are you able to adjust that tool to, you know, absorb the extra cost that might be interest and how the interest rates affect that extra cost? But at the end of the day, it's just a number. It's a cost for each of us. And if we have that plugged into our tool, it's just easy after that. And the third thing I want to say is this emergency fund idea for families, couples, individuals. I think it's awesome, but it's sometimes a big number when you factor in all your living expenses. Take that down to just your mortgage. If your mortgage is $2,000 a month, what does it look like for you to have 6 months of that saved? That's $12,000. What does it look like for you to have 12 months of your payment at $2,000 a month just set aside in an emergency fund? $24,000. And now you know, like, if you need to put your mortgage on autopilot for any reason in your life, engage, right? I think that's just an awesome peace of mind thing that kind of helps you navigate the crazy world of interest rate cuts and rises and all the above. That's all the time I want to spend on that. Wall Street Journal came out with that. I think it's interesting to hear they're kind of moving their reports away from, hey, we're going to be doing a bunch of interest rate cuts, and now it's maybe none, and who knows what'll happen this summer. But I just want to help you, me, everyone navigate. Hey, let's keep our heads above water on this stuff. Anyway, you guys, I want to get into the main content of the day. And I get the question a lot, which again, I like to bring you content around things that are happening in my world, conversations I'm having. I get a lot of questions around, hey, I want to get into real estate investing, but I don't have the money right now. And everybody that I used to talk to were checking with the bank and they said, hey, 20% down. Now it's looking more like 25% down, okay? Maybe even 30% down in some situations. Banks want you to have more skin in the game, more equity. Okay, so that even creates a bigger gap. You guys think of a $250,000 home. And to get into that property, you got to have $50,000 or more. Now with 25%, it's more like $60,000, $70,000, okay? How do you get in instead of just waiting and stacking pennies, right? Well, I have 3 ways. I must be all about the threes today. To get into real estate, and I have a story behind each one. Number one is you got to partner up. My first ever investment in a couple other of my friends I can think of right now that got into real estate, they had the classic partnership in their first investment. Hey, you bring the cash, I'll bring the hustle. And so many of us that want to get into real estate investing and have the energy or time capacity to do the investing operating activities, we can be the hustle and you can find a cash partner and it can be a win for both parties. It's an amazing way to get involved. Okay, so number one's partnered up. We actually have a guy in our office right now that is doing this exact thing with the right investment came up. He was able to put together a partnership where he's going to be the hustle, the operator, the knowledge, the person in the market. And he's partnering with a capital partner. It's going to bring that, cross that hurdle of the down payment so they can get into this investment and then let time take its beautiful place in real estate investing, which time is our friend when you have a real estate investments because it just keeps getting better and better and improving, especially when you operate it actively and put strategy behind it. Okay, so partner up. Don't be afraid of that. The other side of this is like, don't partner. That's a scary thing. I just want to touch on that real quick. You guys, the best business partnerships are the ones that have a very clear exit. How is this going to end? If you start with the end in mind with a partnership and know exactly the exit strategy, it can be really awesome for both people, but you got to talk about that stuff up front. And as long as you talk about that, it doesn't matter if it's an uncle or a friend or a parent or a brother or maybe even an acquaintance that you don't know that well. If you just have that very clear, lack of clarity is always going to create the stress in your world. All right. So what can you do to put in an operating agreement, very clear terms on how exits work and everything? Partnering can be a breeze. All right. Number two, lines of credit can be used to leverage into your down payment. Now, some people are like, whoa, you're going to use borrowed money to go borrow more money as down payment to borrow more money. That's kind of in the realm of 100% financing. Yes, you guys, but this is the story of how I got into real estate investing my first go around. I used the combination of the first two points here. I had two fourplexes under contract. The price was about $500,000. The bank said you need about $100,000. I didn't have $100,000. So I went and partnered up for half of it. And then I was able to go into banks and say, hey, I've got this income. It's been steady for the last couple of years. I'd like a line of credit. The interesting part here, you guys, is the bank doesn't necessarily want to know that you're going to go use that money to invest in a property because then they might be like, hey, that's risky. But I was able to just say, hey, I want this access to capital for anything, including emergencies or, you know, just as access to capital. And that allowed me to use money that this is high interest money to get into an investment that I knew I could make worthwhile over time. And I really had to calculate my numbers carefully when I did this. But fast forward, I've owned that property for almost 9 years now. It's been an amazing opportunity. Yes, there's been bumps around along the road and we've had to do pivots and shifts and everything above. But it's been I don't regret doing it. And I want people to understand that there is liquidity available if they're constantly butting their head on the hurdle of I don't have the capital. Okay, if you have a professional style job or if you have a job in general that's given you 2 years of income, a lot of banks will be open to you getting a $10,000 line of credit, a $20,000 line of credit, you know, where they just give you a large access to capital. Now the interest rates are going to be 8%, 9%, 12%. So deploying that capital is very costly. You have to factor that into your numbers. But if you keep a very close eye and focus on getting that paid back, it can be an awesome way for you to leverage money to get into a real estate investment that can possibly make you money down the road. Okay. Number three way to get into real estate investing now instead of waiting is the contract for deed or seller financing category. This is an interesting one that we're seeing in a market that's kind of a little more normalized, is sellers are open to other options because their properties aren't just flying off the market. Especially if you go directly to a seller, you know a seller directly, and they're open to selling the property over a longer term. Now, I don't want to get into the weeds on contract for deed. In fact, I should do a video on contract for deed, kind of the high points, just so we can all digest it. But there is a company called First Door that I actually have some vested interest in, but it's a really cool concept in the terms of rent to own real estate. Firstdooroner.com is the website. First Door is a cool opportunity. And there's other companies like this that exist where they'll buy the property for you to move in and rent. And then you're able to slowly build in your ownership into that property eventually to buy them out. Yeah. So First Store is an option that exists out there for you to kind of have time to build in your ownership in a property. Okay. That's the concept of contract for deed in the first place. And the easy way to communicate a contract for deed style of mindset or kind of navigate that with somebody that's open to selling, but they don't need the money right away, is to say, hey, would you be open to a creative sale? And if they say, yeah, as long as I sell it, I'm kind of looking at getting this price. Well, hey, if you're looking at getting 220, if you're looking at getting 320,000 for your property, but you're not really interested on the market, you're not overly motivated, and you'd be open to selling it to me on creative terms, what if I was able to buy that property from you slowly over the next 3 years or 4 years on a contract for deed? And I pay monthly, and part of my monthly payment goes towards that sale. And at the end of 4 years, I'm able to go to the bank and get a big loan and buy you out fully. That's like the 30-second scratch in the sand version of a contract for deed. That's the concept, you guys. The benefit to the sellers is they get to slowly collect their proceeds from a sale over time, which is better for taxes, right? Because they only have to pay on the income that they make on that over a course of years. And they usually get to lock in a higher price. They don't have the question mark. Like, they get to lock in a price. And usually that's a thing that they get in order to give me, as the buyer, the benefit of buying the property slowly and gaining equity through sweat equity, through time, through monthly payments, which is a huge advantage to me rather than a big downstroke of a down payment right away. Now, a lot of contract for deeds have some kind of down payment, whether it's 3% or 5% or some kind of money up front, but it's much better than 20 or 25%. And it can be a really cool way to navigate acquiring a property if the seller's on board and the buyer's on board. And I, of course, work with a real estate professional or a lawyer on kind of sketching out those details. But that's an amazing thing that I don't think we should be afraid of if you're looking to get into real estate investing now instead of constantly waiting for your checking account to read 20% down or 25% down of that purchase price. Okay, you guys, that's three ways. There's many other ways, but I said number one, partner up. Number two, you can look at lines of credit for liquid capital. The number three, look into options like First Store, look into options like contract for deed and sellers that are off market that will be open to seller financing options. And a cool way to engage that conversation is, hey, would you be open to some seller financing on this property? Okay. I hope that equips you. That's always my goal with the show, is to bring in topics that might be in your world or might have crossed your path and hopefully dive in a little deeper. Leave a comment below if you have any experience with this. I'd love to hear questions, especially on that when we get in the weeds on some of the rent to own stuff or contract for deed. Leave a question below or reach out to me individually. I'd love to hear some feedback there. Okay, let's get into the last part of the day. I love to give you guys a tool that we're using, a tool that's impacting our life. And the one that gets a ton of headline is ChatGPT. And I got to say, I was challenged by this tool. This was probably about a year ago. And somebody said, how are you using ChatGPT and AI technology to improve your life or work? What's one way? Okay, and I wasn't necessarily doing that. And even though I don't want to be the old guy that's just resisting change, but I also kind of have mixed feelings about AI and everything that's going on there, but it's a tool nonetheless. And if you use a tool the correct way, it can improve your life. So I started looking into it. One of the coolest ways that I was just engaging with my wife on this is she was creating a meal plan for April. And I was just like, hey, let's let ChatGPT do it. And so we typed in, give us a 30-day meal plan that has high protein and gluten-friendly options. Boom, ChatGPT came up with 30 days. It went week one, week two, week three, week four. You know, this is a cool example of just like a simple way that you can leverage some technology to get your brain going. And that's what I would say about ChatGPT. It's an amazing brainstorm kickstart for me. Whenever I need to think of something, or even, you know, we're hitting a crossroads on like a meal plan or like a workout plan, or even talking about certain content ideas or bringing discussion ideas to a group or in leadership or team building activity. It's an amazing way to start the engine for your brainstorm. And how many times have I typed something into ChatGPT and then I've been able to kind of be inspired and go down the rabbit hole and eventually find a solution. Not saying ChatGPT gave me the solution, but it ended up helping me get there. I think that's a tool we can't ignore. So I would encourage you, what's the way that you're using it to improve your life? And if you're not yet, try to find that way. Be on the lookout for how you can leverage this AI technology. And ChatGPT is super easy to sign up for. You just go online. They give you a free account and free trial. And there's different levels, of course. But check that out. That's the tool of the week. Okay, gang, I'm going to wrap up the show. It's been a good show. I appreciate you being on here. Remember, join our newsletter if you're not already on there. Definitely subscribe and like the video. If you followed me this long, you guys, this helps our algorithm. This helps us build this page so we can bring you more and more content. And we really appreciate the followers that are engaging with us on our content and our newsletter. It's been growing. The wind is in the sails, and we're really excited to try to bring more and more value. And we have a ton of ideation behind the scenes that we're excited about in the future. You guys, today we talked about the interest rate cuts with the Fed. We jumped into the three ways you get into real estate now instead of waiting. And don't forget about our tech tool, ChatGPT. You guys, this has been the Midwest Invest Report. We will see you again next week.